prove today that activism matters, and never doesn't always mean never. The NFL's Washington Redskins are changing the team name and the team's Native American logo.
It is, or it should have been, and some time ago, the greatest no-brainer in the history of rebranding. If there ever was a time that it was anything other than thunderously oafish to call a football team the Redskins, it elapsed at around the time the last stagecoach rattled along the Santa Fe Trail. The blundering wrongness of persisting with such a nickname can be assessed via the following hypothetical. Ask yourself how comfortable you would feel in any conversation with a Native American person to address them by that epithet. You wouldn't dream of it, and nor should you.
Coach Kirk Edwards paces the sidelines in the second quarter as Redskin Dick Todd fumbles and the Bears' Lee Arto scoops it up.
The Washington Redskins of the National Football League have gone by that name since 1933. Large-scale grumbling about it has been audible since at least the early 1990s, when Native American activists brought a lawsuit seeking to prevent the name being used as a trademark. So the question posed by this week's announcement by Washington that they will ditch the nickname is not why, but why now? It is yet another echo of the protests which followed the death on May 25th of Minneapolis man George Floyd in police custody. Popular targets of those huge Black Lives Matter demonstrations were commemorations of the pro-slavery Confederate states whose attempted secession from the Union in 1861 prompted the American Civil War. Down came statues and busts of Robert E. Lee, Nathan Bedford Forrest, and Stonewall Jackson. Down came the Stars and Bars flag from NASCAR events and the state capital of Mississippi. It is not a long leap from expunging delusionally heroic representations of the oppression of black people to setting about cartoonish imagery and language which assails the dignity of Native Americans. The Redskins organization has clearly never much cared about this before. As recently as 2013, team owner Dan Snyder told USA Today, "We'll never change the name. It's that simple. Never. You can use capitals." Dan Snyder probably doesn't really care much about it now. The real reason for the change of heart, and indeed name, may be gleaned from a public statement a couple of weeks back from FedEx, the Redskins' major sponsor. Pointedly addressed to the team in Washington, it asked that the nickname be dumped.
A new report reveals FedEx sent a private letter to the Washington Redskins saying it will remove all its stadium branding and signage unless the football team changes its name.
At around the same time, Nike appeared to disappear all Washington Redskins gear from its online store. When money talks, few organizations listen as carefully as the NFL. The question now is whether more American sports teams might be compelled towards similar rethinks. Washington, in this respect, have it kind of easy. All but the most boneheaded of their fans acknowledge that their present nickname has to go. Elsewhere, specifically at the Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, and the Chicago Blackhawks in the National Hockey League, the picture is a little less clear. The Cleveland Indians retired their crass caricature mascot Chief Wahoo a couple of seasons back and have indicated that they're also open to changing their name. The Atlanta Braves say they're keeping theirs, having consulted with Native American groups, but may ask their fans to desist from the trademark chopping gesture intended to evoke the tomahawk. The Kansas City Chiefs, current Super Bowl champions, who play at Arrowhead Stadium and whose mascot is a pinto horse called Warpaint, seem to be hoping everyone will just leave them alone. And the Blackhawks say they're sticking with their name as it honours, if indirectly, Black Hawk, the great warrior of the Sauk people. The team's first owner, Frederick McLaughlin, spent World War I with the U.S. Army's 86th Infantry Division, who also styled themselves the Blackhawks. And that right there is the defense often offered by teams who employ Native American iconography, that it is intended as a compliment. It is indeed the case that nobody ever named their sports club after something they perceived as weak or meek or graceless. But in this, as with all instances of appropriation, and indeed with life in general, there is a key rule. Don't be a jerk about it. And American sport does offer one instructive example of how not to be, as Washington ponder what to call themselves from here on. The football team of Florida State University are called the Seminoles, after the local Native American tribe. FSU has also engaged in a decades-long dialogue with the actual Seminoles, aimed at ensuring that the football team are not taking liberties. Various mascots, regalia and insignia have been adopted, adapted or binned in accordance with the Seminoles' preferences. Amid the recent controversy, the Seminole tribe has reiterated that, as they see it, they and their namesakes on the gridiron are very much on the same team. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.